For short-time work, agencies and contractors should consider using shadow vehicles and attenuators. The shadow vehicles and attenuators do not necessarily reduce the frequency of large truck crashes in work zones, but can significantly reduce the potential for injury to workers if one occurs. Where large trucks encounter shadow vehicles. Many types of maintenance activities require only a few minutes to an hour or less of work at a location. The workers often move slowly along the roadway, performing repairs and rely on shadow vehicles and attenuators for protection. The shadow vehicles and attenuator protection is located downstream of the workers to provide a longitudinal buffer space or roll-ahead distance sufficient to prevent the shadow vehicle from being deflected into the workers it's presenting. Large trucks would pass the shadow vehicle in the outside lane. The longitudinal buffer space required in these operations must be sufficient to allow the shadow vehicle to move forward if hit from behind by an approaching vehicle without impacting the workers or any work vehicle, lead vehicle, in front of the shadow vehicle. This space, termed the longitudinal buffer space or roll-ahead distance, depends on the size of the shadow vehicle and the speed and mass of the approaching vehicle. Spacing for shadow vehicles. Existing advice on the use of shadow vehicles with truck-mounted attenuators is in the Roadside Design Guide, 4th edition, from the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. It provides shadow vehicle spacing recommendation for two shadow vehicle size ranges and operating conditions. Depending on the operating speed, the facility, and whether the work operation is stationary or moving, the recommendations suggest that roll-ahead, skid-ahead distances in the event of a rear-end crash with a shadow vehicle or TMA will be approximately 222 feet or less. These values are derived from crash test results performed with automobiles.